Stateside, Richard Arnold, good Monday morning. Done a deal?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, you know, it's often said making laws is like making sausage. You don't want to look at the process too closely. Right now, we have this tentative agreement on keeping the government in operation just days before it heads off the cliff. The final phase of pushing this deal through the House and the Senate is being done under the gun. And the former chair of the S&P ratings panel, John Chambers, says this.
It's certainly welcome that we have a tentative agreement between the Speaker and the President, but clearly this is no way to run a government.
Yeah, virtually no other country does it like this, fighting over paying for what they've already spent. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy is out today claiming it's all been a brilliant success.
This is going to be transformational, where Congress is literally going to vote to spend less money.
Well, the changes they are proposing are in reality small. A bit more for defense, a bit less for the tax office, a reduction in regulation, which is sensible enough. In return, there's an age change on work requirements for food for the poor. So is this bending the debt curve, says Republican John Kasich, a former presidential wannabe.
Is what they have here transformational? Not in the least.
Votes on the plan will be taken next Thursday, your time, amid rumblings of far right and far left rebellions. The deal is insanity, says Republican from South Carolina. A number of Democrats also are riled up. Still, it's the only deal in town, says Speaker McCarthy.
We did a conference call with our conference, and over 95% were overwhelmingly excited about what they see. They haven't had...
How ironic, though, that the Speaker, Republican Speaker, will have to rely on moderate Democrats to get this through and potentially, Mike, to save his own political skin.
Speaking of Republicans, it's all go in Texas.
Well, it's go for one individual especially, that being the State Attorney General who's just been impeached. Ken Paxton has been rebuked on charges including bribery and abuse of power. Paxton is one who asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Biden defeat of Trump in the elections. But for much of the rest of his time, it seems he's been involved in all sorts of shady dealings on his Texas home front. That includes securities fraud. Also, he accepted $100,000 from a Medico who was under investigation by his office. He is also charged with aiding an alleged real estate scammer. By the way, Paxton is said to have had an affair with a woman who worked for the accused real estate crook. So she was allegedly his mistress, while his wife is one of the Texas Senate members who will vote on his innocence or guilt coming up. Mm. So there's a storyline good enough for TV Succession if the TV series wasn't, you know, wrapping up tonight.
Good stuff, mate. Catch up next week. Catch up on Wednesday, rather.